Today's Shi'ah is Masech Kedushin Daf Chav Gimel. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Chav Be'ez on Be'ez, three lines from the bottom of Yehuda Hindal. As we discussed at the end of our previous Shi'ah, the Gemara discussed Kinyan Chazaka, that one of the ways our Mishnah taught us one could take ownership of whatever Kanani is through Kinyan Chazaka. And the Gemara now continues to discuss, and the Gemara then described how Kinyan Chazaka works, and the Gemara now uses another situation where Kinyan Chazaka was actually used. Because, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Hindah, when we speak about Rabbi Yehuda Hindah, he was a Gersh and a Yarshim Hava. As we often learn, every individual who is born as a Jew must have a relative. Hopefully it's going to be a close relative. But if it's not going to be a close relative, we'll go back till Yaakov Avinu, we will find a relative. But when we speak about Gerim, Targ Dasha says, Gershon is Gayer, Kekotin Shanay L'dami. A Ger that's born is like a newborn. And therefore, he may not have any relatives. So who takes ownership of his assets? The Halacha tells us, whoever is Kaina, his assets, as when he dies, takes ownership of those assets. So says the Gemara, Yehuda Hindah was an individual who was a ger she'en lo yarshim hava. He was an individual who had no yarshim. Cholash, and Rabbi Yehuda Hindah got sick. Al mat bezutra l'shul bei. Mazrut came to visit him. Chazye, and he saw the talk of alei al matuva, that his situation, he's in a very dire situation. So Mazutra wanted to take ownership of Rabbi Yehuda's Eved Kanani. He said, Shloif Misani, take off my shoes, Vem Tinu Labesa, and carry it to my home. And the way the Hamakna explains the Gemara, that actually the ownership was done as soon as he takes off his shoes. But in order to publicize that he is now the owner of this Eved, he told him, carry my shoes home, and everybody will see by you carrying my shoes publicly that you are now my Eved. Ikadamri, there are those that say, in explaining that story, Godel Hava, that this Eved was a Godel. And since this Eved was already an adult, he has the halachic ability to take ownership of himself. And therefore, Mazutra, who wanted to take ownership of this Eved, was very careful to make sure that he should take ownership of him before Rabbi Yehuda dies. Because if Rabbi Yehuda will die, he'll take ownership of himself at the moment Rabbi Yehuda dies, and then Mazutra will not have the ability to take ownership of him anymore. And therefore, Zeh Pirish Misa, Rabbi Yehuda was passing away. Zeh Pirish L'chayim, and Mazutra was profiting by taking ownership of this Eved. V'ikadamri, but there's a different version that says that this Eved that was speaking about was a cotton haver, was a cotton. And therefore, since this Eved was a cotton, he would not be able to take ownership of himself anyway. Because as we often learn in our shiurim, a cotton does not have the halachic ability to make a kinyan. A cotton doesn't have the halachic ability to take ownership of anything. But he did it because it's the like Abishol, because if that's the case, since according to Abishol, there was no need for him to rush to take ownership of him. And as I saw, the Pnei Yeshua explains the Gemara, it's difficult to say that the machloikis over here is a machloikis, was he adult or was he a godel or a cotton? That be a machloikis in a what was a metzias. So we usually don't have that kind of machloikis in Shas. Later generations, as they were talking about this episode, were trying to analyze what was here and the Gemara, what happened here, and what are the halachic ramifications of what happened. The Tanya, the Gemara explains itself. The Tanya Gershim Eis, if a Ger passes away without any Yarshim, Ubizbizu Yisrael Nechasim, and other Yisraelim tried to take ownership of his assets. V'hoi ben Avodim, and there were Avodim, Knanim, amongst the assets of the sker. Ben Gedolim ben Ketanim, whether they're adults or not, Kano Atzma b'nei Chayrim. They take ownership of themselves, and therefore nobody else could take ownership of them once this ger owner died. Abishalom, however, Abishalom's opinion is Gedolim Kano Atzma b'nei Chayrim. If the ger owner dies, at the moment that he dies, any of the adults take ownership of themselves. Ketanim, but since Ketanim don't have the ability to take ownership of themselves, therefore Allah is kol ha-machzik behen, zoch behen. Whoever takes ownership of them does have the ability. And Tosfos points out that even though halachically somebody could give a gift or somebody could give a gift to a katan, so we see that the katan does have the halachic ability to take ownership of something. Says Tosfos, that's only when there's a das acheres makna, when there's somebody selling something to the katan. So when there's somebody giving something to the katan. So when somebody's selling or giving something to the katan, that's how the katan has the halachic ability to take ownership. But in our Gemara, it involves the katan taking ownership of himself. When it involves the katan taking ownership of himself, he doesn't have that ability to do so. We learned further in our Mishnah, the kainas atzmai, how does an eved become free? He could buy himself bekesef aydei acherim, avishtar aydei atzmai. Kesef through others, and shtar aydei atzmai. That's what the Gemara explained. Says the Gemara, bekesef aydei acherim in, Remeya was very careful to point out that the only way an eved could get free with being paid out is with somebody else giving the money. Avidei atzmai loy. He can't use his own money. And the simple pshat in the Gemara, as we're going to see, is because koma shekana eved kana rabbi, that whatever owns becomes his owner's. So if the eved is given money, it's not the eved's money, it's the owner's money, and therefore it cannot be used to get himself out. The Maiskinen asked the Gemara exactly what is the case of the Mishnah. If we're saying that it's being done without the Eved's consent, ask the Gemara, we know that Ramea's opinion is that it's something disfavorable to an Eved to go out. But Tanina, and the halacha throughout Shas is, we could do something which is a benefit, a favor for somebody else without his knowledge and consent. However, so of course it can't be speaking, says the Gemara, about a case where the Eved wasn't aware. So Moritz Chayes asks, if Ramea's opinion is that it's a disfavor for an Eved to go out, we learned that the halacha is that if somebody, and we're going to be learning these sugyas extensively, if somebody knocks out the shein va'ayin of an Eved, he goes out. Why if it's not to his benefit, did the Torah say that he should go out? So says the Moritz Chayes, under normal circumstances, Ramea says that an Eved, being an Eved, ever going out is not something positive for him. But that doesn't mean it's in all situations. In a case where Eved has an owner who's hitting him and causing him to get hurt, that type of a being an Eved is certainly not positive, and there the Eved wants to go out. I saw that the Kotzker says that if we're learning for an Eved to go out is not considered a favor, so he asked the same question that the Moritz Chayes asked. So why does he go out by Shein V'ayin? Says the Gemara that under normal circumstances, we think to an Eved thinks to himself, when I will be freed, the Allah is an Eved Kanani who's freed, is considered Kayisrael L'chol Dover. He's considered a full-fledged Jew. And the Eved thinks to himself, being a full-fledged Jew and being Mechayiv, being obligated in all the mitzvahs, then that's not something that I consider a positive. Says the Gemara, says, however, when he's has Shein V'ayin, and at that point he realizes what it means to be an Eved. When he's an Eved, he's going to be working for an owner who could hit him at any time, hurt him any time. Then he says, I'd rather be a full-fledged Jew. So again, what the Gemara said, according to Rameyer, certainly we're not speaking about a case where the Eved is being freed against his knowledge and consent. El Pshita, what must be the case? Midatoi. And our Mishnah, what's Rameyer teaching us, that if somebody else pays for him to be freed, that's how the Eved gets freed. But the Eved cannot use money that's his own. Why? Because Alma, obviously, it is the opinion of Rameyer, that anything that any money that the Eved will have will automatically become his owner's, and therefore he doesn't have any ability to have money to pay himself out. To pay himself, Ihochi asked the Gemara, if that's the case, Eima Seifa. Let's continue further in the Mishnah, where the Mishnah speaks about Shtar, the Shtar de Atzmai, that if the Eved goes out with a Shtar, it's only if he receives the Shtar, Aide Atzmai in, Aide Acherim Loi. Only if he receives the shtar, not if others receive the shtar. Ask the Gemara if we just explained that the Mishnah is referring to a situation midatoi, that everything's being done with the consent and knowledge of the Eved. So if the Eved knows that the shtar is being given to someone else on his behalf, and he's satisfied with that, so then Ayde Acherim am I loy. Why would that not be, why shouldn't that be able to work? The Chitema, and if you say that what the Mishnah means to say is that of course if somebody else accepts the shtar on his behalf with his consent and knowledge, he will go out. What the Mishnah is trying to teach us is a different halacha, the Gita V'yadoi Boin Kechad, which means as follows. The question is, how could the shtar that's given to the Eved be effective if we just finished learning that everything that the Eved receives is really belongs to the owner? So when we give a shtar shichur to the Eved, he doesn't have the halachic independence to be able to take that shtar. The answer is that there's a concept of gitoy shtore boyin ke'echad, that the moment he gets that shtar shichur by a woman, the moment she gets a get, the halacha is that the Torah says a new din. As soon as he receives the shtar, even though he doesn't have the halachic ability to take ownership of anything, it's still the halach is that by shtar shichur, since they come simultaneously, that's why he is free. And the way I saw that the Imre Moshe Zatzal explains the Gemara, he says what the Gemara is teaching us with introducing, we had this concept of Masechta Gittin as well, when introducing the concept of Gita V'shtore Boin Ke'echad, is that when an Eved gets a Shtar Shichur, it should not be viewed as a Kinyan. Because when we view it as a Kinyan, then indeed there's a halacha that an Eved, Koma Shekona Eved Kona Rabbi, and the Eved does not have the halachic ability to make a Kinyan. Here, receiving a Shtar Shichur is not considered a Kinyan. Rather, the Torah says a new halacha, that the moment the Eved gets the shtar shichur, the moment a wife gets a get, the actual just receiving of the shtar shichur, the receiving of the get, even without any kinyan, is enough to make them free. So that, says the Gemara, that's what Rameh is teaching us. And Rameh is teaching us in the Mishnah that certainly if somebody else received the shtar shichur on his behalf, he'll be free, because that person has the ability to make a kinyan. The Mishnah is teaching us that even he himself can take his shtar shichur, but ask the Gemara, v'loi tani hachi, we've learned that that actually is not the opinion of Rameyah. The Tanya, b'shtari de atzmai v'daya de echeirim, divrei Rameya. Rameya says that when an eved is receiving a shtar, only if the eved himself receives the shtar will he be free. But if somebody else receives the shtar on his behalf, it will not work, divrei Rameya. So that can't be pshat on the Mishnah. So therefore says the Gemara, Am Abaya, says Abaya l'olam shloi medatay. The question was, the Mishnah speaking about a case where the Eved did not know and consent to receiving somebody should pay his way out. Shani Kesef. So if that's the question, then why does somebody else giving money to free him work? However, Kanalei Bakarchei, just like when the owner buys the Eved, he buys him even against the will of the Eved, if he Kesef, so too, Maknalei Bakarchei, he can be freed even without his consent. Ask the Gemara, Ihachi, if we're saying that since the entire experience of the Eved is different, he's bought Bal Karcha, and therefore he can be freed Bal Karcha, Ihachi, if that's the case, ask the Gemara, so why don't we say Bishtar? Bishtar also, even if the Eved doesn't consent, that somebody else receives the Shtar on his behalf, the halacha should be that it should be valid, because he's bought against his will, he can be freed against his will. But now we're learning that Rameya held that by shtar it's only with the Eved's consent. Answers the Gemara, Hai shtar l'chod v'hai shtar l'chod. The shtar the Eved receives when he's freed is a totally different shtar than is written when he's bought. Ask the Gemara, so if you take this line of reasoning, Hachanami, so why don't you say, Hai kaspel chud, vai kaspel chud. The kesef to purchase an Eved and the kesef to free an Eved are different experiences, different types of transactions as well. Answers the Gemara, Tiva miyachadu. It may be different type of transaction, but still, it's all money. And since it's money, that's why it doesn't make a difference. And if money works by an Eved Bal Karcha, it works both ways Bal Karcha. However, shtar are two different types of shtaras. And even though the shtar of buying the Eved maybe works Bal Karcha, but not the shtar of freeing him. Rava has a whole different explanation in explaining Rameya. And Rameya says that the Eved is freed against without his will and consent. The question is, how does that work by Kesef? Says the Gemara, Kesef, how does the Eved get free by giving with money, when the Mishnah says Kesef? Kabolos Rabbi Garmalai. The owner receives the money, and the moment the owner receives the money, the Eved is free. And therefore, the Eved's consent is immaterial. Shtar, by Shtar, is Kabolos Acherim. It's not that he gives the owner something, he receives something from the owner. He or his shliach receives the shtar shichra. And there, it could only work if he's willing to receive that shtar shichra, otherwise it wouldn't work. The Chum Amrim, the Kesef Edei Atzmai, the Chum said in our Mishnah that Kesef works when the Eved gives the Kesef, and shtar works when others get the shtar. Says the Gemara, when we learn the Mishnah, it seems that the Mishnah is teaching us, b'kesef ayidei atzmai in, if the Eved himself receives the Kesef, he's free. Ayidei acherim, if others receive the Kesef, loy, amai. So ask the Gemara, if others give the Kesef on his behalf, it wouldn't work. Ask the Gemara, we need to understand this. Na nam dishloy medatoy, yes, if the Mishnah was speaking about, it was against his consent. Haven't we learned the Masech the Gittin, the Rabbanan the Amri, that is the opinion of the Rabbanan, that the Rabbanan's opinion, unlike the opinion of Rameya, is that it's actually a benefit to go free. So if it's a benefit to go free, why can't somebody do this for him without his consent? And because haven't we learned, but Tanina Zachal Adam Shlomifana, we could do something for somebody else, which is a benefit, even without his consent. We can't do something this favorable without his consent. So if that's the case, asked the Gemara, why can't other people pay for him to go out? The Sefer Chassidim says that we normally, when we think of Zachal Adam Shalem Bifanov, we normally think of it in terms of, if I could do a financial transaction on behalf of someone else without his consent. The Sefer Chassidim in Siman Tzadik says that Zachal Adam Shalem Bifanov really means much more than that. He says that the definition of Zachal Adam Shalem Bifanov is that when somebody is not aware of something, and we can make him become aware of it and do him a favor by doing so, that's all included in Zachal Adam Shalem Bifanov. For example, he says, let's say somebody's wearing a talus, and his tzitzis become possible, his tzitzis become disqualified, but the person who's wearing those tzitzis, wearing that talus, is not aware that that's what's happened with his tzitzis. By you telling him, excuse me, your tzitzis are possible, that's called Zachal Adam Shalem Bifanov. He was Shalem Bifanov. He wasn't aware of what was the status of his tzitzis. You telling him have done a mitzvah. So Zachal Adam Shalem Bifanov, he says, is not limited just to financial transactions. But in our Gemara, we're certainly speaking about a financial transaction. And according to Rabbanan, asked the Gemara, where an eved going free is a schus, so why can't they give the money on his behalf? V'chi teima, and if you'll say what the Gemara Mishnah meant, what the Chama meant in the Mishnah, when they say they atzmai, meant afi they atzmai, not that others can't give money on his behalf. Certainly the Rabbanan hold, because of Zachal Adam Shalem Bifanov, that others could give money on his behalf. What the Mishnah is teaching us is that even he can do it on himself, and the Mishnah is teaching us that why is that doable? Because the Mishnah says, the Yesh Kinyal Eved B'lei Rabbi, that you could give money to the Eved, and stipulate that when you're giving the money to the Eved, it's with the stipulation that the owner has no ownership of that money, since that condition was set forth. So the money that the Eved now has is his own money. Since the money that the Eved now has is his own money, that's why the Eved goes free. Says the Gemara, if that's the way we're going to learn the Mishnah, so let's continue learning the Mishnah. Yachi Eim Sefer, the Sefer said, B'shtari Dei Echerim, others could receive a shtar V'Dei Atzmai. But why not? For Kaimelon, haven't we learned, we explained this a few moments ago, that there's a principle of Gita V'Yadei Bayin Kachod. So why can't the Eved receive the shtar, the chitema? So you'll say, what does the Mishnah mean? Ma'idei Echerim, Afaidei Echerim. That not only could he receive the Eved, could the Eved receive the shtar himself because of Gita V'Yadei Bayin Kachod, but others could receive it on his behalf as well. But Kamash Malon, but and the Mishnah is teaching us that Schusul Eved Shietz Rabbi Lecheris, that it's a benefit for the Eved to be able to go free, and therefore others could take it on his behalf, even without his consent. Asked Gemara, so it turns out that the Reisha and Sefer are telling us that the Eved could be, according to the Chachamim, the Eved could be free whether he receives the whether he gives the money or somebody else gives the money, and he can be free whether he receives the shtar or someone else receives the shtar on his behalf. If that's pshat in the Mishnah, asked the Gemara, so why didn't the Mishnah just teach one statement according to Rabbanan? Nervinu v'nisninu, the Mishnah should have bundled together one statement. B'kesef u'b'shtar, and never could go out both by kesef b'shtar, b'yedei at-cherim, if others give the kesef or others receive the shtar, and the same idei atzmai. Ella, says the Gemara, in the way to understand the Chacham is as follows. B'kesef ayidei cherim, when others give money, it's b'yedei ayidei cherim, if others give the money. And the Rabbanan's opinion is, even if they give the money without his consent, he shall be free, because Zochel Adam Shalem Bifanov, because the Rabbanan say it's possible for an Eved to have money that the owner has no rights to. B'shtar, when the Mishnah continues saying, B'shtar Yidei Echerim, when others receive it, V'Dei Atzmai, that not through himself, because The Gemara is saying the Rabbanon do not subscribe to the concept of Gita V'yodai Ben Echad. Because who are the Rabbanon? Says the Gemara, Rishim Ben Elozahi. The Tanya, Rishim Ben Elozer, Omer, Apishtai De Echerim, V'lai De Atzmai. That by Shtar, it's only effective if others receive the Shtar on his behalf, but not he himself. Because the Rav Shimon Elazar's opinion is that we do not say Gita V'yodai Boin Kechot. And says the Gemara, so if that's the case, Shalosh Machloikis Bedover. There are three opinions in this question. Ramey's opinion is that Kesef is given by others even without his consent, but he can't give money himself because Ein Kinyan L'Eved B'Lei Rabbi. Bishtar, he could receive the shtar because Gita V'yodai Boin Ke'echot. Acherim cannot receive the shtar on his behalf according to Rameyer because Choyv Hu L'Eved. Rameyer's opinion is that it's disfavorable for an Eved to go out free. And therefore, according to Rameyer, others cannot take a shtar on his behalf without his consent. Ein Chovim L'Odom, you can't do this favor without his consent. The opinion of the Rabbanan is that both by Kesef and both by Shtar, the Eved goes free, whether he gives the money or somebody else gives the money, whether he receives the Shtar or somebody else receives the Shtar. The Rabbanan hold that it's a schus for an Eved to go out. So since schus zochen l'onim shlo b'fonov, and therefore the Eved, somebody else could give money on his behalf. Moreover, the opinion of the Rabbanan is, yesh kinyan l'Eved b'lei Rabbi, somebody can give money to an Eved without the owner having any rights to that money. So that's how the Eved could possibly have money to get himself free. By Shtar, the Rabbanan hold that somebody else receiving the Shtar is always going to work because he receiving it, Gita V'yodai Boin Ke'echad, and somebody else receiving it, Zochel Adnu Shalva Efonov. Rav Shimon Elazar's opinion is that by Shtar, it works only by somebody else and not by himself, because Rav Shimon Elazar does not subscribe to the concept of Gita V'yodai Boin Ke'echad. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, my time Rav Shimon ben Elazar, why does Rav Shimon Elazar not subscribe to the concept of Gita V'yodai Boin Ke'echad? Says the Gemara, Gama Lo Lo Mi'isha, by he learns a Gzeir Shava from a Dishtar Shichra of an Eved from the get of a woman. The Torah says regarding a get that it's only effective by v'nosim b'yada when it's in her hand. And her hand is completely separated from her, from him. Af shtar evnami atchiyotzi get l'rishush ena shaloi. And therefore, if you put the get in his hands, then the halacha will be he at that point is still connected to his to the owner, and therefore he will not be able to become free that way. Ask the Gemara, by Rabba, Rav Shimon Elazar, Eved Kanani, what would be the halacha? Ask the Gemara, according to Rav Shimon Elazar, if Mashi Yaseh Shlich L'Gabel Gita Miad Rabbi, he can't, as we just learned. Because Rav Shimon ben Elazar does not agree with the concept of Gita V'yodai Boin Ke'echad, so he can't receive his own Shtar Shichur, but could he receive a Shtar Shichur for somebody else? Kivin the Gamal Lo Isha, do we learn the Gzeir Shava that the Gemara just pointed out? And just like an Isha, just like a wife could appoint somebody to pick up a get on her behalf, so too will be Alocha from that Eved Kanani could be a shliach to take a shtar shichur. A woman who herself could receive a get, shliach nami mashavi, she could appoint a shliach. Eved Eloi mekabel gita, he, as we just learned, can't be the one to receive a get. Shliach nami leman shliach, he can't appoint a shliach. Because the halacha is that anything that you can't do, you can't ask a shliach. A shliach is an extension of the person himself. So if he can't do it, he can't appoint a shliach to do it on his behalf. Pasa debaya, after this question was posed, Hadapashta, la la miisha kiisha. Asked the Gemara, according to this, he asks a question, Hani Kohanim, the Kohanim that do the Avoida in the Beis Hamikdash. He says, Shluchad Rechmananinu, we must consider them the appointees of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These are the Shluchad Rechmananinu, if we're going to consider them Shluchad Rechmananinu, the non-limitsin mi ikamidi, how can we consider the Kohanim who are doing the Avoida in the Beis Hamikdash our Shlichim? Mi ikamidi, is it halachically possible to have a situation that non-loitz matzer avdinen? We know that the Yisrael is not allowed to do most avoida, and we can appoint the shlichim matzer avdi, says the Gemara, but we just learned the loy. Why not? We just learned avda, the evid, diu loy matzer makabel gite, as we're learning, because of Shimon Elazar holds that we don't subscribe to gite v'yada bayin kechot, he can't pick up to get the shtar shikr himself, but we just learned the shliach matzah mashvi. He still could appoint a shliach to act on his behalf. So isn't that clearly an indication that the fact that you can't do something doesn't prevent you from appointing a shliach? V'lohi. It says the Gemara, the comparison is not a good comparison. L'shrael, when we speak about Yisraelim doing the avoida, they have no connection to the avoida. Therefore, they can't appoint somebody to do an avoida that they can't do themselves. Evet, shayach begitten. And evet, therefore, evet does have a connection. The Tanya, near in the Dvarim, the Brisa teaches, evet makabel gittah shechaverim, yad rabbi shechaverim. And evet can be an individual to pick up the get for somebody, the shtar shechaverim for somebody else, is evet an owner. Not from his own owner. That means if you have an Evid who's working for a different Evid and who's working for a different owner, the Evid could be the individual to pick up that Shtar Shikr. So we see when you have a connection in some level, so that's when you could point a Shliach. When you don't have a connection in any level, you can't appoint a Shliach. Rav Shimon Shkop says, when we speak in our Gemara about the Kohanim being our shlichim or not being our shlichim, he says it's sort of a borrowed term. Kohanim aren't anybody's shlichim. Kohanim are really doing the avoida that the Torah says that they're supposed to do. It's in a borrowed term. The Ktzois disagrees. The Ktzois says when the Gemara speaks about Kohanim being shlichim, it should be understood in the classical definition of shlichus. And the Ktzois's raya is our Gemara. Because our Gemara keeps on speaking, wants to use the concept of Kohanim Shluchim D'Don or Kohanim Shluchim D'Rachmana to help us understand the basic principles of Shlichus. So we see that Kohanim are considered full-fledged Shlichus. So the Sayas of Tshuvas Panam Iris asks that we all know that the Halach in Shas is that Ein Shlichus L'Nachri. A Nachri does not have the halachic ability to appoint a shliach. Yet the halacha is, asked the Panim Iris, that a Nachri could bring a carbon. So the Kayin, who's bringing the carbon on behalf of the Nachri, certainly cannot be the shliach of the Nachri. Isn't that clearly an indication that the Kohanim are shluchei d'Rachmana? So the Achrayim answer that the carbon that's brought from a Nachri is a different type of carbon altogether. And since it's a different type of carbon, we can't use that as the source to teach the halach of a carbon. And I saw that the Beis Meir explains. When a Yisrael brings a carbon, it's sometimes a carbon that he's obligated to bring. So since it's a carbon that this Yisrael is obligated to bring. So now the question is, what does it mean when the Kohen is bringing it? Is he acting as a shliach of the Yisrael, or is he not acting as a shliach of the Yisrael? A Nachri never has an obligation to bring a carbon. In a situation where the carbon that's being brought is not a carbon that there's an obligation to bring, so therefore the halacha is that that's not considered a shlichus. But now the question is, if we're going to say that the Kahanim shluchi the don, that the Kahanim are our shlichim, so the Allah, the Gemara speaks about, the Kahanim who make a carbon, for example, pigle. So when a carbon makes a carbon pigle, he's doing an Aveira. And if the Kahanim are our shlichim, why don't we say that ain't shliach l'dvar Aveira? It's a question that the Noi de Behuda asks. So the Shal Shachuvus Michas Baruch answers, and it's very much along the line of what the what Rav Shim Shkop meant to say. What he means to say is that the Kahanim are not really, of course, understood to be shlichim in the classical definition of shlichus. The question is, how do we look at them? And not as real shlichim, and therefore they retain some independence. And since they retain some of independence, when they do the aveira, if they bring a carbon improperly, they're doing it as their own people and not shlich l'dvar aveira. The Sfas Emes in Parashas Korach explains that the debate that took place between Korach and Moshe Rabbeinu was all around this situation. Korach claimed that the Kahanim are our shlichim, because Korach said, "We call Eidakulim Kadoshim," and therefore, since they're our shlichim, we have a right to choose. We, as the people who are appointing the shliach, should have the right to choose who should be our shliach. Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Shluchid deRachmana," the shlichim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Since the shlichim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who could choose, not you. Continues the Gemara. We learned in the Mishnah that according to the Chamim, the halacha is b'vad she'kesem mishal acherim, that somebody else gave him the money. And Rameah holds that even money that he received from others, if the Eved receives the money, it wouldn't help. So says the Gemara, name of Kamal Kamufki, it seems that what is the machloikis remain the Chamim? The Rameah saw the enkin yelavad b'loi rabbi. Anything that the Eved receives automatically becomes his owner's. And kinyal isha b'lay bala, anything that the wife receives automatically becomes the husband's. And therefore, they don't have the halachic ability to have their own money in any way. Rabbanan savri, whereas the opinion of the Rabbanan is, yesh kinyal eved b'lay rabbi, an eved could have ownership of money without his owner owning it. Yesh kinyal isha b'lay bala, and there's ownership of and a woman can have ownership that without the owner. So Rashi says that even though our Gemara, our sugya is really focused on avodim, the Gemara mentions a wife and a husband because the Gemara wants to say that these two halachas travel together. However, they are rishonim that suggest that the halacha of an eved and the halacha of the wife are not exactly the same. If an owner or the husband gave an eved, if an owner gave an eved a gift, or a husband gave a wife a gift, the halacha is that when an owner gives the eved a gift, we still, if we hold kamash kana eved kana rabbi, they still be considered halachically the property of the owner. By a wife, if a wife gives the owner, if a husband gives a wife a gift, everybody will agree the fact that the husband gave the wife this gift is clearly indication that he wants it to be the wives, and he doesn't have any right to it. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabba Bar Amar Sheshes. That's not necessarily the way we have to explain, says the Gemara, the machloikis of Ramea and Rabbanim. The Kul Alma, it could be that everybody agrees that Ein Kinyan L'Avid B'Lei Rabbi V'Ein Kinyan L'Isha B'Lei Bala Kom Ashokon Evid Kona Rabbi Kom Ashokon Isha Kona Bala V'Achav Eskinen. What is the case that we're speaking about? The Aknalei Achamona, somebody gave money to this Evid V'Amalei and he told the Evid Amnasha Ein L'Rabbi K'Rishuspa, I'm giving you the money with a specific stipulation that your owner may not have any rights to this money. Ramei Sava Kiyam Lekni, the moment he tells the Eved, I want you to take ownership of this money, Kani Eved, the Kani Rabbi, it becomes the property of the owners, because whatever comes into the hand of the Eved automatically becomes the property of the owner. And therefore, when he added the stipulation, the Kamalek Amanas, like Klum Kamalek, when he adds that stipulation, it's a meaningless stipulation, too late. Rabbanan Savrei, but the opinion of the Rabbanan is that Kivin the Amalek, since he said Amanash, that he made this stipulation, so that becomes part of the actual transfer of funds, and that stipulation helps. So I saw Rav Shimon Shkop asks, how can we make such a Tanai? Why is this not considered Masna Amashikos of Torah? The Torah says the Kol Mashikana Eved Kana Rabbi, that whoever the Eved owns automatically becomes the owner. So how could you make a stipulation against what it says on the Torah? So he says, he quote in the, so Rav Shmuel Rozovsky Zatzal, a Talmud Muviker of Shimon, says as follows. He says, when is there a rule of Masna Mashikos of a Torah to know a bottle? Is somebody makes a condition which clearly is against what the Torah wants. The Torah, for example, gives two examples. If somebody wants that, somebody makes a condition, Amnash Ein Lach Einoah, that I'm making a sale, but the halachas of Einoah should not apply. That will not be effective. The halacha is that you can't make a condition against the Torah wants that there should be Hilchas Anah. And since the Torah wants that there should be Hilchas Anah, you have no right to make a stipulation that's contrary to what the Torah wants. Torah said, or somebody of a husband marries a wife. And when he marries the wife, he makes a stipulation, Amnas She'en L'Kshek Sus V'Oina, that I'm not obligated to do what the Torah says a husband is supposed to do on behalf of his wife. Again, says Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, you can't make such a Tanai, because you can't make a Tanai which is contrary to what the Torah wants. However, in this type of a Tanai, is that Shekana Eved Kana Rabbi, it's not that the Torah specifically wants that everything that the Eved has should belong to the owner. The Torah is explaining the financial structure of what it means an Eved, what it means an Eved and an owner. But it's not that the Torah demands that the Eved should not have anything of his own. Since it doesn't mean that the Torah demands that the Eved should not have anything of his own, therefore it's not considered Master Mashikos B'Torah. Says the Gemara, B'lozo I'm a Kol Kai Gavna. Says the Gemara, in any such a case where somebody gave money to the Eved with a stipulation that your owner should not have rights to that money, the Kul Amaloi Pligid the Kone Eved the Kone Rabbi. Everybody will agree that we apply the concept of Kol Shemana of Kone Rabbi. V'achamai Skinen, Kigoyin the Aknon Lei Mona Achamor, somebody gave the Eved money, V'amalei Amnasha Teitzibay L'Cheiris. I'm giving you the money that it should be used for you to go able to free yourself. Ramei Sova, the moment he gave him the money, Kani Eved Kani Rabbi, we say Kamasha Kani Eved Kani Rabbi, the Chiamalei Amanas, and then when he added that stipulation, Laf Klum Kamalei, it's a meaningless stipulation. Rabbanan Savri, whereas the opinion of the Rabbanan is, the day Nami Haloi Kamaknalei, he never gave the money to the Eved. If he gave the money to the Eved, then indeed we wouldn't say the Kamasha Kani Eved Kani Rabbi. He said, so it's not like he's giving money to the Eved that the Eved should have his own money, and that is going to be a point. How could the Eved have his own money? It's not meant for the Eved himself. It was meant that the owner should receive the money, and that's how the Eved should go free. That is not contrary, say the Rabbanan, to Kamash Kana Eved Kana Rabbi, and therefore it would be effective.